Nearly half a million homeless people are still living in those makeshift settlements in Haiti today. Only a teeny tiny percentage have made it to organized tent cities. The rest are making do with whatever building materials they can find hidden in that rubble. CNN's John Vaz has their story.
With a hammer and machete, Charles Jonas is building a new home. The corrugated iron came from my old house, he says. The wood I got from around here. He doesn't know how long he'll live like this with his wife, but with a shortage of tents, he says, he had to do something. Across Port-au-Prince, it seems, there are hundreds of thousands of people just like Charles. Sprawling shantytowns seem to grow larger and more permanent every day. This one is just across from the presidential palace. Street vendors have set up shop. The women with the buckets are walking pharmacies.
So the people here are building these homes with whatever they can find. Sheets of corrugated iron, pieces of wood. This is actually what's left over from an outdoor billboard. We asked this lady if we could go inside and have a look at the house. She said yes, so come on in.
Bonjour. S'il vous plaît.
So inside here, this is all she has left. There's a bed, another bed, a mirror, some pots and pans, and inside this dark, hot, cramped house, she lives with her husband, her sister, and her four children.
On the streets, garbage is piling up, and a pungent smell is a sharp reminder there's no sanitation. Ideal conditions for the spread of disease, say health workers.
You got to get these people out of these conditions, and soon?
As quickly as possible.
Isaac Boyd from Catholic Relief Services is planning to move up to 200,000 Haitians into semi-permanent camps over the next 2 months. They'll be home for up to 5 years.
I haven't seen anything like this really before, and that's saying a lot. I've worked in a lot of different contexts.
Thousands of tents are being given out, but that's just a fraction of what's needed. Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, says these are strong enough to weather a hurricane. Welcome news for Frank Bifolaire.
I've been sleeping out in the open for almost a month now.
Combien? Ça fait près d'un mois?
Oui. Oui.
So when he walked inside for the first time, he took off his shoes.
Thank you.
John Vaughs, CNN, Port-au-Prince,